For years, Maine has struggled with a shortage of long-term care workers. The COVID-19 pandemic has exacerbated what advocates say was already a crisis, leaving more older adults without the medical support they need to age at home. The issue is also forcing some patients to become stuck in the hospital because they can't be discharged home or to long-term care facilities. Patty White has more on the story.
Each day, Linda Smith makes a point to get up about a half hour before her husband, Frank. She needs that time to get herself ready because once Frank wakes up in their West Gardner home, she has to focus on taking care of him. She's 70, he's 89, and he has dementia.
When he gets up, I never know what kind of a mood he's going to be in. And he demands his coffee, so I have to start waiting on him like a three-year-old. I have to shave him. I try to let him dress himself, but he falls asleep while he's doing it.
Smith's daily challenges are compounded by her own health issues. She has cancer in her liver and sacrum, as well as lymphedema, which makes her arms weak. She's tried to get help by signing up for home health care for her husband.
It's close to a year and a half. I've been trying to get help, and I just cannot get the help I need.
Recently, Frank's condition deteriorated. He had to go to the hospital on Christmas Day and was ultimately placed in a rehabilitation facility. Smith then got a letter from the Department of Health and Human Services warning that home-based care services would be suspended while her husband was receiving institutional care.
And it says when he was admitted on 12/25, your place on the program is being held open for you for 60 days. If you return home within 60 days, your care manager will talk to you about your needs and arrange for services to begin again in your home. They never even started. They were never here.
That's because there aren't enough workers, says Betsy Sawyer Manter, president and CEO of Seniors Plus in Lewiston. She says every week, thousands of home health care hours go unfilled.
I am talking about 7,000 hours of authorized care that people, if they were workers, they're already approved to get those hours covered in their home, and we just don't have the workforce to do it.
The shortage is also an issue in long-term care facilities, says Dr. Rebecca Spear. She's a geriatrician at Maine General in Augusta. More and more, she says, she witnesses patients who are hospitalized and their families decide it's time to transition into a nursing home or assisted living facility, but can't.
Unfortunately, based on the nature of limited availability of long-term care places right now with the COVID-19 pandemic, what we're seeing is that people will remain in the hospital for weeks or even months waiting.
The shortage of direct care workers in Maine has been a brewing crisis for years that's intensified with the onset of COVID-19.
Clearly, the glaring elephant in the room is that these folks are not paid enough.
Democratic Representative Jessica Fay is the co-chair of a legislative commission formed in 2019 to study the problem and its effects on the state's economy.
The takeaway was that these jobs are foundational to our economy. I think in a similar way that we talk about child care and the impact that that has on the economy and people's ability to participate in the economy, the caregiving workforce has a similar impact.
Fay is sponsoring a bill this session that would increase wages for direct care workers to at least 125% of the minimum wage. That would boost pay to a little more than $15 an hour. The bill would also implement other recommendations from the commission that aim to improve job quality and retention, including establishing a career ladder. Fay says these policies would help foster another crucial change by raising a simple question.
Culturally, how we value this work.
Advocates say low pay has plagued the supply of the direct care workforce for a long time. Jess Maurer is executive director of the Maine Council on Aging.
Less than a decade ago, it had been 20 years since home care agencies had got a rate increase.
Maurer says a 2015 study prompted an increase in rates, but they've remained flat since then. And she says the pandemic has merely exposed the severity of the problem.
I think it's just the inevitable conclusion of ignoring a problem for too long. It's like you ignore the leak in your roof for 20 years and your roof falls in.
Back in West Gardner, Linda Smith says she wonders if her husband could have avoided hospitalization if he had received home health care. He's still in a rehabilitation facility.
I hope for help. To have my husband back home and to have the help we need.
For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Patty White.